This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 6th. God's word for you today is light forward. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 18, verse 28, and it says, "For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness." Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "May we never tire of doing what is good and right before our Lord, because in a season we shall bring in a great harvest if we can just persist." Are you going to persist? What are you going to fight for? Yesterday, we looked at some areas we should pick fight in so that our light can shine brighter this year. Today, we will continue from where we stopped yesterday. Are you going to fight for anti-corruption? Are you going to say no more bribes? Are you going to fight anti-corruption even at home? For instance, the child's school project is 10,000 naira. The mother says to the boy, "You know that you cannot tell your father the exact amount. You know him, he will slash it. So let's tell him it will cost 30,000 naira. Daddy exclaims, "30,000 naira for a school project?" Then he says, "You people should take 25,000 and leave me alone." Then he gives the boy 25,000 naira. Can you see the chain of corruption? Daddy is corrupt. How is he corrupt? If the project costs 30,000 naira, you should give 30,000 naira. Why are you giving 25,000? By giving 25,000, he is encouraging inflated budgets. He may need to do some groundwork to make sure that he gets to the actual budget. He may need to train his family to tell the truth. The mother is corrupt and Junior is also corrupt. Then we face the government. We face the leaders and say they are corrupt politicians. Are you going to fight for anti-corruption? It starts with you. What are you going to fight for? The truth is, every single time you win the battle over selfishness, your light shines brighter. Every time you win the battle over bitterness, your light shines brighter. Every time you win the battle over shortcuts, your light shines brighter. Every time we need God's light in our lives, we need his light to shine in our heart. I pray that God will give you the grace to conquer selfishness, conquer bitterness, conquer shortcuts in Jesus' mighty name. The truth is, light always leads to progress. Every time you put on the light, you can see further. Light encourages motion. It brings confidence. If you are in a totally dark room, your motion is hampered, not necessarily because there are things that could trip you, but because you cannot see. So you will be moving with a lot of caution. But once you enter a light-filled room, suddenly you can move faster. Light leads to progress, to forward motion. The term light forward means progress that is brought from light. And you are going to light forward in the name of Jesus. It is a phrase I have coined to explain the progress that is made possible by light. As you win the shine battles, your light shines brighter. And you will light forward in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray. Father, cause my light to be lighted and to shine. O Lord, my God, illuminate my darkness, for you have made me more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.